Hello, I'm Karen O'Connor, a consultant speech and language therapist, and this is the Karen O'Connor podcast, part of openingyourmind.com. Openingyourmind.com is my website where I share my extensive knowledge and unique pieces of the jigsaw approach so that your child can achieve their greatest potential over the shortest period of time. We blend up-to-the-minute speech and language therapy techniques with sensory integrative techniques, including sound therapy, which will be impacting on the neuroplasticity of the brain, so that your child can achieve their greatest potential quickly and easily. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach, as iTunes and other podcast apps start to recommend it to people like you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to talking to you.
My daughter's name is Rosalie, and she's 2.5 years old. She was born full term, and everything was fantastic. She met all her milestones. She developed fabulously. And then at around 14 months, I noticed there was something not quite right. She slowly started to regress. Speech wasn't coming on and things like that. And I suppose it's just when I was wondering what was going on at the time. I mean, everything with her was fine. She was healthy. She just had her MMR. There was really, health-wise, she was great. Physically, she was fine. So we just decided to observe her. And over the course of a few weeks, she started to stop playing peekaboo, stop showing interest in playing with her children, And I think for me, it was when she stopped talking completely and then she stopped walking. And we went to the public health nurse and expressed our concerns and things like that. So she referred us to a child psychologist and we had Rosalie assessed and she was diagnosed with ASD. When Rosalie was diagnosed, it did come as a huge shock because Rosalie had been so healthy for so long and developing perfectly, meeting every milestone there was, the holding her head up, moving on then to crawling, to sitting up and all of these different things. And we were just so shocked by it because it was like her regression was watching what made her character. We just kind of watched it all fade away, and it's very hard and very stressful for parents, and just really not knowing what was going on. Nothing had changed. Her routine was the same. Everything was the same. We had the MMR at the time. Her health was good. But as parents, you really don't expect the regression. And you have so many different ideas for how your child's life is going to be, and then out of nowhere you just watch it all fade away. And it's very, very emotional, very, very tough when you don't see it coming. Everything changes and it happens so quickly. It doesn't happen over months. It happens very, very quickly. When the regression began, we were almost seeing things less and less on a daily basis. Things that she was doing yesterday, she now wasn't doing today. The psychologist had given us the diagnosis, and she had said she couldn't say where exactly on the spectrum Rosalie was, because that's not done anymore, because it's such a large spectrum and children can move up and down. So she had recommended maybe a little bit of counselling for myself and my husband to try and come to terms with things and understand things a little better. Some speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, all of these different things, an ASD unit for when her time to come to school. So that we'd want to be starting to apply for that when Rosalie's about three, because it's very difficult to get places. Some home tutoring, all these different suggestions. She said Rosalie didn't have joint attention, two-way sharing and things like that. So, you know, she gave us a few games and things that would encourage that. And we were sent home not really understanding what autism is, not understanding much about the spectrum, not understanding whereabouts she was in it. So really not much of an idea of where to begin to research and understand her better so that we could know how to go forward. So we went home with a diagnosis and recommendations. Myself and my husband didn't know anything about autism, so you're really kind of at home with a child newly diagnosed and you're very much alone. We were referred to East Limerick Child Services, and that was for speech and language, occupational therapy, all these different things. And we had someone come out to the house just to meet us and explained that there's a waiting list for this, there's a waiting list for that, there's a waiting list for the other. That was last January. We're still waiting. So as soon as I heard about the waiting lists, we started to research a bit ourselves to try and gain understanding and how we could best support and help Rosalie. And it was watching YouTube videos of children that had had regressions and are now diagnosed that I came across a story of an Irish mum, and she was talking about music therapy, and that's where my interest began. When I saw this mum speaking and she was telling her story about her little boy, I saw the improvements in the little boy, and I saw how he had responded to the therapy. And there was a bit where Karen herself was speaking and she had explained a little bit about what she does, and seeing the progress that the little boy made. It's non-invasive, it's local, we're only a few miles up the road, so you know, I thought that this is exactly what I'd like for Rosalie. After watching the YouTube video, I went and I spoke with my husband, and I showed him the video as well, and showed him that mum's story with herself and her little boy. She had been talking about, I think it was, the progress her son had made over 2 years. I looked up the information about the Child Development Centre in Galway, and I contacted them because I knew that this was a good fit for Rosalie. And I had an appointment within 2 to 3 weeks, which was fantastic, as opposed to an 18 to 24 month waiting list. We went and we met Karen, and she was very welcoming, very inviting, very interested in meeting Rosalie. And Rosalie at the time had a lot of social anxiety. Karen was very calm with her, very patient with her, and within minutes Rosalie calmed down enough so that she was playing with Karen, and the assessment began from there. It was a very calm environment, very relaxed environment, very welcoming environment. And this is exactly what you want when you're emotional and stressed and trying to, you know, do what's best for your child and have them begin a therapy that that's going to bring on this progress, because the music, it works from the inside out. And when you first meet Karen, when she's finished playing with the child and everything, she'll speak to the parents at one side, and she'll explain that what you're really doing is you're looking at all the pieces of the puzzle. You're looking at the child holistically, you're taking everything into consideration. All the programs are so individualized for that purpose, because all children are so different and presenting differently. So that's the importance of looking at the pieces of the puzzle to see where the strengths lie, where there may be a few issues that need to be looked at, And it was a great fit for all of those reasons. So when we were looking at all the pieces of the puzzle with Karen, there was a few words thrown at me that I'd never heard before, like vestibular and all these different things. But Karen was fantastic. She sat down and she was able to physically show me exactly where Rosalie's issues were, and it really, really did help me to understand what was going on with her. So Karen was able to physically show me on a piece of paper. It was an A4 sheet with a child on it and all the different areas, and physically seeing it and having Karen explain it to me so well gave me a greater understanding, which is exactly what I needed, because when the diagnosis came, I didn't really have much understanding. So it was when we sat down after Rosalie's assessment with Karen and looked at all those pieces of the puzzle that my understanding began also. I found Karen's approach very different, because it was calming and it was relaxing. Things were happening, things were moving. I hadn't experienced any other assessment with Rosalie apart from the psychologist assessment. The psychologist was fantastic as well. So it's that kind of calm approach, that very relaxed environment, when you know that you have a child with social anxiety as part of what's going on with them, that helped a lot. The brushing program was fantastic with Rosalie. At first, it took us a couple of days for her to get used to the feel of the brush on her skin and things, but once she got into it, it was great. We do the brushing 3 to 4 times a day, and we do the joint compressions as well. Before we had begun the brushing, Rosalie didn't really like to be cuddled and touched and things like that. She didn't like things like that. So with the brushing, we found that Rosalie was a lot calmer. It had really calmed her, because we didn't know if her tactile receptors were overworking or not firing correctly. So the brushing has really, really calmed all that down for her. And with that came a much greater concentration from her as well. She was concentrating a lot more. So all these different positive things were happening as a result of the brushing. And we started getting cuddles, which was fantastic. When I started the therapeutic listening with Rosalie, we started at her own pace, because Karen said that was very important, because the last thing you want to do is create any upset, because you have to remember it's a 2-year-old child that you're dealing with. But I think that Karen's calmness and guidance is what really helped, because we started very small to see if she might leave them on for a minute or two. Would she like the feel of them and just get used to them? And, you know, she really surprised us, because within the first couple of days, we were getting 5 to 10 minutes a time out of it. And it's just twice a day, pop on the headphones and she plays away. She's very happy. So we built up the time quite quickly. So now we're doing 20 to 25 minutes, twice a day, that's it. And as a result of that, my child's life has changed, because she concentrates a lot better. Her comprehension has improved. She has at least 15 different sounds. She has a couple of small little words. Her gait, even when she's standing and walking, has improved. Her balance has improved. Her coordination has improved. Her fine motor skills, gross motor skills. It's all fantastic. It's all really improved. Her sleep has improved. Her sleeping pattern has improved. I was quite worried about her at one point, because she wasn't eating anything for us at all. She was just such a picky eater. But between the listening therapy and the brushing, she has started to eat a bit more. I have seen nothing but improvements since this therapy has begun. And we started the program last April. It's about 3 months ago, and we're absolutely delighted with the changes. I would highly recommend Karen's approach, because You're looking at all the pieces of the puzzle. And when it comes to the music therapy and the speech and language therapy, what I think is the music works from the inside out and the speech and language therapy works from the outside in. And when those are going on at the same time, they complement each other so beautifully that that's when the changes occur. Honestly, when Rosalie was first diagnosed and we were thrown into chaos, I would have loved if somebody had told me about something as simple as music therapy, and nobody did. I found it by accident. I would love if this was recognised and recommended across the country because it works.
Thanks for listening to the Karen O'Connor podcast. Please visit openingyourmind.com for more information on the work that I do. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss out on future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.